The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Back to 1976, big record for Cliff Richard. Mm-hmm. 16-year-old Mike Gallagher grooving to this on the car radio?
Absolutely. Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Cliff
Richard. I was
grooving
to the car radio today going about 90 over the Howard Franklin Bridge. And just I just now walked into the studio.
Okay, deep breath.
And then I got angry listening to one of your promos that you played about
what?
Me.
What?
I know, it's not your fault, and this isn't your fault, but I want to set the record straight right now. And I want to do, because this is serious stuff, and we got a lot of things to get to today.
I'll get to my Cliff Richard story in just a minute, apparently.
I want to hear the, and I love the clip you were going to play with the idiot that said that Ron DeSantis is divisive.
Yeah, because how can you support him in view of the weird views he holds, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
Hmm? They're so out to lunch in the, I mean, it's unbelievable. But that's the left media. But do you have access to the promos for my show and the other shows that you play, that you played from about my show 3 minutes ago, four minutes ago?
What did it contain?
It contained a deceptively edited set of comments that I made. I know, I'm sorry, but I'm really angry about this.
What did you say? It makes it look
like I think people shouldn't get vaccinated, and that is not true. And that's not your fault, and it isn't anybody. And by the way, it's nobody at 6:60 a.m. The Answer's fault. It's not my team's fault. It's a corporate thing. But that was edited. If you can play that promo, it's amazing.
Hang on a second, stand by. All right, Matt tells me that we can. Shall we? You know what I'm going to make you do? I'm going to make you hear my Cliff Richard story, and then you're going to hear your promo. Okay, so can we do things in the order that I envisioned, please?
You got it. It's your show.
I'm playing with you. It's just 60 seconds. Cliff Richard, of course, had that big hit with Double Woman in 1976. 14, 15 years earlier, Cliff Richard and the Shadows were a big early pre-Beatles big act in England. The Beatles themselves were huge Cliff Richard fans, huge Cliff Richards and the Shadows fans, okay? Cliff Richard and the Shadows. When I am, I guess, you know, you and I talk about the magnificence of the live stage and musicals and stuff, the first production of any kind that I ever saw was Cliff Richard, and double the irony, in a production of a musical rendition of Aladdin at the London Palladium, because my dad was stationed at the American Embassy, and this would have been circa 1965, right in the middle of Beatlemania, which I scarcely remember. I mean, just, you know, because I'm seven. And so Cliff Richard on stage, it was the first musical I ever saw, and Cliff Richard is 81 and still alive today. There's pop culture value in there. There's stage value in there. And so thank you. Now, hang on a second. Okay, Matt, do we have that?
Mike Gallagher believes it starts with resistance.
What do you think Joe Biden is going to do with 48% of Texans who haven't been vaccinated? This is how we're going to send the message. This is what a resistance by freedom-loving Americans looks like. And if we stand together, we'll win.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekday mornings at 10, right before Dennis Prager at noon on 6:60 a.m. The Answer.
What's the matter with you? I don't get that feel. Because I totally heard that, and it strikes me as you having an interesting view and perhaps an inspired view of the workers who are reacting to the mandates by walking off the jobs. It doesn't strike me as being anti-vax or being against people getting the shot at all.
The well-meaning editor at Salem Corporate who strung those words together, I think, puts me in a light where I'm saying, I'm advocating not getting the vaccine because that's how you resist.
I don't get that at all.
How can you not get that? That's exactly what that list sounds like.
How are you going to make me do it again? I mean,
48% of people are unvaccinated. Right? That's how we resist. And that's how we send a message. That's not what I was saying.
The question is, what do you think, your own words, or what do you think Joe Biden's going to do? And Biden has been extremely vocal in his derision of the unvaccinated, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know. Listen, you are the. We
it's
are all
completely
the
out of context. Wow. It's taking comments.
Well, I didn't get it. All. I mean,
I want you to know my heart. I mean, first of all, point one, it is a fact that many, many people are resistant to the vaccine, mm-hmm. and we need to respect that, and we need to understand that. Biden needs to understand that. But I'm not saying don't get vaccinated to send a message to Joe Biden.
Well, of course not.
That's what it sounds like to me.
This is how we resist.
48% of Texans. How we resist.
I'm going to defer.
That's the
message defer
we send.
I'm going to defer to you because because here's why. Because we are all protectors of our words. And I know that I share this with you. All I want in life every day is to be understood. Listen, react to whatever I say, but please react to what I'm actually saying and not something that's so.
Amen.
I
know where my heart is. And I'm very sensitive to this because I think we have an obligation. We have a responsibility to be responsible. Mm-hmm. This is a tough time that we're in. But I want to talk about what and on the opposite end of the spectrum is absolute censorship by big tech. And I wanted to share this with you. We got pulled down again by YouTube.
I wanted to get to this. Mike texts me last night and says, for the second time, YouTube has banished Mike Gallagher. What did you do?
I played a clip of Trump at the Iowa rally last weekend where he, of course, questioned the integrity of the election.
Of course.
And I said on air, mm-hmm. leading into the clip and out of the clip, hey, like it or not, there are millions of people who aren't real comfortable with the way the election came out. And there's questions about elections.
Right.
Well, guess what? That's heresy. And because of my comment, YouTube took us down and said we were guilty of
Election misinformation.
Misinformation, Mark.
So, because it was COVID misinformation that got you before, right? For daring to play what?
For playing a clip of a school board mom who was complaining about her kid wearing a mask. That was COVID misinformation. Now, the reason this is serious, let me tell you why this is internally just as problematic as an editor who takes things out of context and makes me look like I'm saying something I'm not. And I'll deal with that after the show, or maybe in a few minutes, actually.
So awesome. Okay,
he's going to be working at Burger King this weekend. But no, I kid. He didn't mean it, I guess. But boy, oh boy, is that out of... Anyway, that was deceptive editing is what that was. Anyway, but to censor an opinion show this way, mm-hmm. I don't care personally. I don't care about YouTube. I don't care about Twitter. I don't care about you know me. I don't care about Facebook. But we, in Salem's case, we've now built these TV studios all over the country.
Yep.
I'm wearing a sport coat every day. I got powder on my fat forehead. I mean, we're trying to play in that sandbox. We've got something now, a streaming product that, frankly, is very good.
Yep.
And anybody who wants to watch the show, you can watch us on Rumble starting, you know, at 10 o'clock. We live stream on Rumble. We live stream at Mike Online. And there are, I hope I don't let the cat out of the bag, but some big plans for this platform down the road.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube's a big part of that.
Of course it is.
How in the world?
It's our ability to get your opinions, mine when I fill in, various other people. This is our opinions in the marketplace.
But they don't want to let our opinion be heard.
Right.
I mean, it's not like I'm saying, listen, if I said I have locked away in my attic documents that will prove
exactly.
I'm not saying anything like that. I'm expressing opinions that that millions share that we got to preserve election integrity. And I've said over and over, COVID rules changed election laws in many, many communities. Mail-in ballots, all of that is real. How can you? And to talk about that gets you banned from this giant platform?
Yes, it does.
Mark, this is bad.
It is very, very bad. And please, everybody, understand with surgical precision the two things that got Mike in trouble. One was a parent at a school board meeting daring to question the strategies of COVID response. That is, all of a sudden, it's not just an opinion she gets to have or that Mike gets to transmit. It becomes misinformation. And on the election, if you dare to say, you know, there's stuff about 2020 that wasn't kosher. It wasn't right. I questioned the way in which votes were counted. And I think we need to get better at election security. That's not just an opinion Mike gets to have. It's misinformation. This is Orwellian stuff.
I would love to get somebody from YouTube to be able to sit down and explain if they know the difference between an opinion and something that's legitimately misinformation. I could tell you legitimately misinformation. I have a bottle of elixir that cures COVID, and I've got it under my desk, and I drink it every morning. Yes. And if you only drink this green bottle of elixir, you'll be cured of any COVID. That's misinformation.
Or on the election, I've got a secret dossier from Arizona that absolutely proves beyond the shadow of a doubt that there were 1 million uncounted votes from Maricopa County down to Yuma that show that Trump won the state by 11%. And I have it, and it's certified, and it's notarized.
I had a phone call last night with Brett Kavanaugh. Yeah. And Justice Kavanaugh told me before I went to bed that I will rule. I mean, that's misinformation. An opinion that election integrity is a big factor for people is not election misinformation. Now, Trump is doubling down, as you know, a little bit like you with the vaccine mandate. I mean, when you're all in, you're all in. Mark Davis's message, go big or go home. Mm-hmm. And Trump is the same way. He said, which scares me, frankly, and let's deal with the 800-pound elephant in the room. He said again yesterday, if Republicans don't fix the election problems, Republicans aren't going to vote in 2022. This is the last thing we need, and I love the guy.
I do too.
You cannot stay home. We're going to flush this country down the drain. If the landslide of 2022, the Republican landslide, doesn't happen because people are staying home again, hey, you listening, Georgia? Georgia did that, and that worked out great. We're gonna not talk about Georgia going down the tubes. The country's going to go down the tubes.
Here's what I think he's doing. Because one of two things, when he says, and if I understand the quote correctly, that if we don't fix the election problems, Republicans will stay home. Rather than that being a call to Republicans to stay home, I think that's a fire he's lighting under the states to fix the election problems. So that
Right, but he also is kind of having, inadvertently perhaps, a burn-it-all-down-then outcome. Yeah. You know, okay, get it fixed. If it's not fixed, and frankly, let's face it, Mark, let's be blunt here. Let's talk turkey. A lot of people think the only way to get it fixed is to see him back in the Oval Office before 2024. Well, anything short of that, it ain't being. Guess what? I'm sorry. That's not going to happen, ladies and gentlemen.
That's not going to happen.
I'm sorry. Yeah. It's just not. So, but I'll get it. Take you 30 seconds to get a caller on the line to say, oh, he's not back. I think he's going to be there by Christmas.
Stop.
Well, it's true. Well, but it's true. We got to face some facts here. Please don't think about staying home next year.
We've got to get all out hands on deck.
Can I give you all the credit for the joy I had in watching William Shatner get out of that capsule?
Wasn't it something?
Space stuff. It's not my thing, but man, if you didn't get teary eyed at his beautiful explanation of the void of space and the blackness of space, and then looking down at the blueness of the earth representing life. He's 90. He's not going to be here much longer, and he knows it. And my Lord, what vitamins does he take?
I don't know, because Joe Biden is 12 years younger and looks and looks 35 years older.
And acts 35 years older.
That's why when everybody has said, people have said, you know, Biden's too old. No, he's not. He's too cognitively declined. There are people who are 78 who are sharp as a tack. Shatner's 90, sharp as a tack. I know people who are 60 who are discombobulated. So it's not about calendar age. It's about what you bring to the table. And whatever Shatner, whatever Shatner's doing, we should all be doing
that thing. When that thing hit the desert, my teeth rattled. I thought, he's 90 years old. I ain't surviving that. They'd have to carry me out of that capsule. And then, of course, I'm watching it in real time, and it's taken them forever to get there. Because I know their cars have to follow it. You can't really tell with pinpoint precision where it's going to land.
Yep.
Well, I don't know that the air conditioners are working at that point inside that thing. It's got to be hot there in the West Texas desert. I'd be in there saying, get me out of here. Get me out of here. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I would. I'd be like flailing my arms, open this thing up.
Jeff Bezos, I'm going to kill you if you don't let me out of this.
Oh, I'd knock him over. I'd knock him down when he opened that door. Welcome, astronauts. Get the heck out of my way.
Sweating like a pig.
Oh, my gosh. That thing hit the desert. Did you see the plumes? That was not a gentle landing.
No.
I mean, have you ever been in a hot air balloon ride?
And that's a hard return.
Oh, It looked harder than that. And yep. Believe me, I still got my hip out of joint from the last hot air balloon I was on. Whew. So God bless Captain Kirk. God bless William Shatner.
Awesome.
Shatner, may he live to 100. And I just love every bit of that. I that was a really cool experience.
For another cool
experience. I thought
of
you all day.
I appreciate it. There's the Mike Gallagher Show today at 10. He looks like he's ready to go.
There's an audio editor who's going to be he's applying for a new job. So maybe you have an opening over there. 6:60 a.m. The Answer. I want to see what his new career feels like. Gosh.
You cross Mike at your peril.
Come on. I'm not 48%. Don't get vaccinated. That's the resist. I didn't say that.
Okay. I will. I have
your
back.
I didn't even tell you about my visit with the doctor yesterday and the booster shot that I'm going to get, he wants me to get, and the story about my antibody
now,
test.
Now, is it the same? Okay. You're a J&J person. So what booster is there? What booster are you going to get?
You heard the new studies that say Moderna with Johnson & Johnson. Is very effective.
Okay.
And so I think I may dive into the deep end of the pole. Now, I'll be like Biden stumbling around asking who ordered the veal cutlet by the end of the week. But I also got an antibodies test. Yes. I can't wait to get the results of the antibodies test. It takes a day or two. But they did a blood test because I'm dying to know if you get a J&J shot in March.
Right.
What kind of boosters do you have? What antibodies do you have in your system?
You're 7 months in. It'll register the effectiveness.
Shall get a full report, my friend.
That is all. And when might this come? When might we have this data?
I may have to break in as soon as I get. We'll do breaking news. Absolutely.
Just in a job
on the Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike's antibodies are 1.345.
Breaking now.
We are ready.
Mike Gallagher Show.
We are ready.
Happy Thursday, my friend.
Happy Thursday, Mike Gallagher, today at 10 on 6:60 a.m. The Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.